This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, today is National Ag Day. It's a day that we can thank farmers and everyone involved in the ag industry. And if you didn't know, Ag Day has actually been celebrated for over two decades, and it's the primary focus of the Agriculture Council of America. This morning, we're going to visit with the chair of the Agriculture Council Board of Directors, Mrs. Annette Degnan. Annette is the Marketing Communications Director for CHS in Minnesota, and we talked about this year's Ag Day theme and all that it encompasses. Annette, what an exciting week. I think probably a busy time, as this is something that is the main focus of that council.
That's true. We are a group that works throughout the year to come up with engaging and interesting tactics for ways to help people better understand American agriculture. And Ag Day in particular was established to recognize and celebrate the many very important contributions of agriculture in our everyday lives. And particularly, the Ag Day program then encourages every American to understand how food and fiber products are produced, to value the role, the essential role of agriculture in maintaining a strong economy, and to appreciate the role that agriculture plays in providing safe, abundant, and affordable products.
Do you know how many years has this been celebrated? I know, obviously, this isn't the first year, but I was curious as to when this was started.
The Ag Day, Agriculture Council of America was formed about 25 years ago. I know CHS has been involved for 24 years, and the two founding partners, John Deere, is a lead founding sponsor, followed by CHS and then a variety of other agricultural companies.
Wow, okay, so several years. What a great cause to be supporting and implementing those programs. Do the themes for this day change year by year? Obviously, agriculture relates directly to food, so is that kind of always the main focus, or how do those differ?
The theme does change every year. This year's theme is Food for Life, and we chose that theme because of the growing influence of consumer interest on how food is produced. Every year it's a little bit different, but it's generally around farming food production as opposed to the other aspects of farming. We did an alternative energy focus a couple of years ago, but this year we're focused on Food for Life and helping consumers understand how food is produced.
Well, I think that is a great idea to be, you know, the main focus of this year's day, because there's a lot of controversy right now about the food that we're eating, and consumers want to know where it comes from, what are GMOs, food labeling, that sort of thing. So I'm assuming that's all kind of why the group probably came up with that, is what we've been seeing in the headlines.
Yep, that's exactly right. And tomorrow morning, we kick off our day in Washington, D.C. with an event at the Press Club, and the topic is Smart Farming, Producing Sustainable, Nutritious Food for Life. And that will feature the National Corn Growers Association Chair, Chip Bowling, and also a representative from John Deere to talk about technology and how technology and data are what farmers use to drive decision-making. You know, U.S. farmers, as you know, are among the most productive in the world, and they are very proud to raise crops and livestock because they want to help feed hungry people. The younger farmers that I have talked to are very interested in sharing their story. They have a lot of passion around helping their city counterparts understand what they're doing on the farm, how they raise their animals, how they take care of the animals, and the products that they use to raise those healthy, profitable crops. So it's an interesting time in agriculture, because I think the next generation coming up is really committed to helping people understand what they do. One of the most engaging and meaningful tactics, I think, of the Ag Day program is that we bring 100 FFA students from 46 states to Capitol Hill, and they advocate, they visit their representatives, and they advocate really on behalf of their families and their communities. And they're a very energetic, a very committed group of young people, and I think they're really, you know, looking forward to trying to make a difference in their communities through agriculture.
Well, absolutely. That's wonderful, as they are the next generation, some of them going into farming, others working in the ag industry in different roles. So I think that's great to get them involved. I know that the Agriculture Council of America, obviously this is kind of a national level campaign or group, but Ag Day is celebrated locally. So have you heard of any local events that you'd like to share that you know that people are going to be celebrating or certain businesses doing activities?
I have not heard of specific local events, but last year the American Farm Bureau women in 16 states held Ag Day activities, some of them in grocery stores where they have some product sampling, other public spaces, schools. If you visit the Ag Day website, which is agday.org, there's a list of, there's a number of materials you can use, a lot of facts, information that you could use if you're interested in sharing some information locally. There's also a blog post of different, showcasing different perspectives of agriculture. So there's a lot of information there about agriculture. If you are a teacher and you want to maybe think of a way to engage your students tomorrow or going into the future.
Well, sounds great. As you said, agday.org, and I was on there already, so saw some of those resources. Annette, any final thoughts about the Agriculture Council of America and the work that you do that you'd like to share with us, or maybe what the mission is for the council going forward?
Well, the Agriculture Council of America, as I said, the primary, the two companies that have had the most presence over the years have been John Deere and CHS. We also have tremendous support from a number of the ag media, DTN, Progressive Farmer, Successful Farming Magazine, Penton Ag Media, Farm Bureau. A lot of agricultural groups have been involved over the years. Every year we try to come up with something that's a little new and a little different, always, though, involving students. The American Women in Farm Economics, the WIFE group, is hosting the students at a little bit of a casual luncheon, the American AgriWomen, at a luncheon tomorrow afternoon after their visits on the Hill and before they get back on those buses and head to the airport. So it's usually always involves students and trying to really get that outreach to consumers.
And once again, we've been visiting with the Agriculture Council of America chairperson, Annette Degnan. And last but not least, on this Ag Day, we've got a few community events going on around the area. Starting with Bodner Equipment Company in Staunton will host Red Power Days from 1 to 4 p.m. on Friday. The X series of McCormick tractors will be on display and available for test driving. Looking at next week, on Thursday, March 30th, the Montgomery County Beekeepers Association will hold its monthly meeting. That's taking place from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Chalcom House in Hillsboro. The presentation will be by Fred and Carolyn Goberdeen from Rochester, and they'll be talking about preparing honey, beeswax, and beeswax items for the Illinois State Fair Beekeeping Exhibition. And the public is invited to attend that meeting. And the Macoupin County Ag Education Foundation will have a drive-through pork cookout this Thursday, March 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Farm Bureau parking lot in Carlinville. Pre-packed orders will be available for pickup, and you can send your order in to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau by faxing it at 217-854-6796, and they ask that you fax those in by 10 a.m. on Thursday. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.